Okay, so it's easy to see that fear spirits are more than capable of attaching themselves to a wide variety of physical activities, of just different works that people do, and so forth. It's capable of attaching itself in a bunch of different directions. But the core is always going to be that something's going to be taken away from me, either spiritually or physically. Physical harm, discomfort, spiritual harm or discomfort. They all kind of mush themselves into that particular category. So, this is the reality of them, so let's kind of look at how we got them. So, when we're born, we talked about some of the things that we have within us, the seed and substance body in us, when we are born and the different desires that we have. We've talked about a desire for love. A child just wants to interact with its parents, and as soon as it can make eye contact, it makes eye contact and so forth. There's that desire for that spiritual intercourse in a child. There's also that desire for, let's just call them physical comforts, whether it's food, liquid, clothing to keep you warm, just those kind of things, the physical kind of comforts. I'm sure there's a couple other things that we could probably stick in there too, but there's a desire for various spiritual comfort and physical comforts that every child needs in order to grow. So, since fear is a fear of losing one of those two, thinking that one of those two is going to get taken away from us, let's think of some different examples of how when we start off with this desire and need, not only to receive this, but also to be able to give it. A baby likes to smile back once they're able to smile. Early on, they like to share things. There's that desire to give and to get. So how does this get perverted, in part, by a fear spirit? What are some of the ways that evil spirits get these other things planted? Dickie?
Getting shots.
Shots. So let's call one of them experiences that we all go through, whether it's with doctors or some kind of healthcare workers, just things that we go through and we experience. And somebody says this isn't going to hurt, it does hurt. You realize that there's a physical discomfort that you have experienced because of whatever has happened. So one kind of experiences is doctors. Pardon?
Discipline.
Whether it's physical or verbal, that kind of thing. Fritz?
Neglect.
Mm-hmm. One we talked about earlier was water is a very common one. Experiences with various animals. Those are oftentimes a very real way to get these things. Uh-huh. Ma'am?
Accidents.
Mm-hmm. Okay, but people get afraid of either animals or accidents without ever having been in one. So what's another way that we get it?
Stories that people tell.
Pardon? Stories. Okay.
Not all of the above. Fairy tales.
Stories, including fairy tales. And what's another form of fairy tale besides just the fairy tale that's very common today? Stephen King movies! Yes! So whether it's a fairy tale or a scary tale, the effect is the same. It plants something in the head that you're going to be thinking on. Okay, so stories, fairy tales, scary tales. Ashley?
Something that's happened to
your friends
or somebody.
Okay. So, friends' experiences. Okay, what else? Amy?
Television.
TV. Movies. Things that we see and that we hear. Diana?
Misunderstanding.
Okay. So, let's go stories. Let's put a little subcategory. Misunderstandings. Philip? Huh? Yep. Stories that you get from people. How many of us have, regardless of whether we've heard it, we have seen someone else react to a snake or a mouse? I mean, you just watch somebody else go, and you got the idea anyway. So, whether it's watching TV movies or just life in general, and you're watching it and you see other people's reactions, and we get that idea that that's how we need to react too. How about, in terms of experiences, some of these things that we've gone through here, there's another element that most children are born with. That's a desire to learn. You're not born satisfied with, you know, what you have in your head. There's that, you open your eyes and you start to take in information. There is that desire to learn. There's a phrase in the world that curiosity killed the cat. Well, sometimes our curiosity got us into some of these experiences too. And if those experiences ended up smashing our toe or hurting us in some other way, then some of that curiosity, like being able to ask questions and so forth, that can start to get squished too. So it all starts off with these physical or spiritual things that we're born with, and then different experiences and different things that we see and different things that we hear during our life end up taking away or perverting something that we're born with, and all of a sudden we're afraid to experience, we're afraid to see things, we're afraid to hear things, we're afraid to do things, we're afraid of whatever it might be. Something that we were born with has become perverted. Leanna?
So if there's ignorance from that aspect, mm-hmm. we don't know what can happen. You know, we don't know that we will be able to float when we're in the water if we lay right. Then it does become a fear of unknown.
You bet. You bet. Vicki?
I noticed up there we don't have things like put down.
Okay.
We've got discipline and neglect, but there are evil spirits and people who just condemn or put down others.
Okay. Those experiences, just interactions with people again. A variety of forms. Interactions with us, put people, with parents, friends, teachers, policemen, or otherwise. Experiences that you had where you end up being afraid of people. Okay. So those are the, like the scriptures tell us, the basic ways that anybody gets something planted in their head is that you either see it, or you hear it, or you've experienced it yourself. That's how the spirits get planted, in a variety of things that we see, that we hear, and that we've gone through ourselves.